the countdown continues, with little more than 1,000 days left to save our planet from global warming, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Hong Kong organized a climate change conference to inspire the public to join hands to save our planet. Held on Saturday, October 3rd, the gathering featured lectures by prominent scientists and other speakers from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa or Taiwan, as well as representatives of government, media, and nonprofit organizations. Eminent guests in attendance included Dr. Imboa Wu, Vice President of the Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, Reverend Feng Chi Wood of the Hong Kong Anglican Church, and Ms. Judy Chen, Chairman of the Hong Kong Ocean Park Conservation Foundation. The talks reviewed current evidence of global warming as well as the swine flu pandemic and proposed solutions. Supreme Master Qinghai accepted the invitation as the honored guest and graciously lent her presence to respond to questions from the audience via video conference. Her thoughts deeply reflected the event's theme, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. We now invite you to join us for part 5 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, held on October 3, 2009 in Hong Kong.
Our next honorable guest, Ms. Peggy Poon. She is a system analyst and is also a vegetarian.
Welcome, Ms. Peggy.
多謝青海無上師同埋大會俾機會俾我發問啦。 咁我嘅問題就係話，素食救地球已經係刻不容緩嘅唯一解決嘅方法。 咁但係我哋亦都需要兼顧嗰啲從事畜牧業啦、副食品啦，同埋相關行業，好似運輸啊、批發啊、零售啊、餐廳或者消費場所既得嘅利益者。咁呢啲衝擊同埋改變對佢哋嘅影響咧，非常大嘅。咁即使政府願意放棄經濟考慮，但係有啲呢啲咁嘅從業員咧，對佢哋慣以為生嘅專長、投資啊同埋習慣。 卻難以喺短時間裏面適應同埋轉型嘅，咁請問無上師，應該點樣可以令到佢哋重新出發，甘願改變呢？ Thank you.
Thank you for your question, and thanks for your consideration for others. Yes, that is true that we have to take into consideration those people who are in the business that you have mentioned, how they would change their life. Yes, but it's not difficult. First of all, we have to know that we have no choice but to change. We have no choice either that or the planet. Either we change or we will all go. There's no choice anymore. If we don't stop the livestock raising and meat eating practice, we will not be able to save the planet, including them and their meat business. So I think we have to choose between our lives and a career. We have to survive first. We have to think of the planet people as a whole, not just some business. It is truly that urgent. Given this critical necessity, these people who are economically tied to the meat industry would be willing to change if they were properly informed and know how important it is to change their lifestyle and their career. They have many strong motivations. For example, the first is to save the planet from a climate catastrophe, save all lives in this world. If we don't stop it, we will continue on a course toward total disaster and mass extinction, affecting everyone, whether you are in the business of meat, transportation for it, etc. or not, a related job of the meat industry. Second, the industry that we are talking about is bad, bad, bad business. It's not lucrative at all for the whole planet. For everybody. See, is a most inefficient business. In Chinese, we would say 亏本. 亏本 means it's the loss of capital. Now, the meat industry is not a very lucrative business. With very high production costs for electricity, water, and grains have to be wasted to produce the same amount of so-called food, which is replaceable and better. We have better food than meat. For example, madam, if there were no subsidies for a hamburger for the meat industry, if there were no subsidies, huh? If the government didn't give them any subsidies for the meat industry, in any case, then a hamburger that some people eat, produced by clearing forests in India alone, would cost $200. Not just 99 cents, like the way you would buy it in some shop, for example. You see, it would cost $200, the real cost of a hamburger. Now in the US, even before the swine flu impacted the pig farming business, the pig industry has been losing billions of dollars, losing billions of dollars in the pig industry. Why? Because they cannot afford the grains to feed their livestock due to the high food prices. And the food prices getting higher and higher nowadays. So, how do they survive? Your tax money going to the government subsidizes them. That's how they survive. So it's a losing business. It's a 亏本 business. In Chinese, mean losing capital business. Mean it's not a good business. Everywhere from the US to China, the government has to subsidize animal farmers by paying them at least tens of billions of US dollars every year. Tens of billions of US dollars every year for meat industry. And where's the money come from? Taxpayer. Taxpayer, yeah, correct. You are so smart. Your money from your hard-earned, daily sweating, tearing to earn that precious substance that we call money, to feed yourself, take care of your family, protecting your children and your relatives and friends. This money has been draining into the meat industry in order to keep them alive. And then when you buy some piece of meat, you think, oh, so cheap. A hamburger, 99 cents. My God. And then keep going to, the hamburger shop. But that's your money that you're eating. Okay, fine. If you can eat that and be healthy, happy, then it would be reasonable. But it's not. These hamburger and beef burger contain all parts of the animals that you don't know where they even come from. And contain all kind of bacteria, all kind of disease breeding causes that you will find easily available if you want information. If you want information from the medical journals or medical scientists, they will tell you all this. Not only we pay a lot of tax money into the subsidies for the meat industry, we pay a lot more tax money for the hospitalization, for the burying of our loved ones, for the heartache that we have to bear the whole lifetime, for losing one of our dearest, or many of our dearest. And okay, life and death, we can't avoid. But the suffering in between, the hospitalization, the poking, picking, injecting, breathing machine, oxygen, supporter, etc., etc., all this suffering is unnecessary for our fragile body to bear. If we avoid meat, we will avoid all that. The money for hospital, medicine. And not only that, before we get the medicine, we make more animals suffer by experimenting with them, by vivisection, by injecting chemicals into their bodies, by making them suffer torture in no end, just to obtain the medicine that we feel safe for human use. And again, it's still not safe for human use. All this suffering, all this tax money, paying again, again, and again, and you're working day and night to make ends meet, just to survive. And all this money goes into different directions. It doesn't help you at all. It's just wasting resource, finance, and national strength, and human health and happiness. It's just a waste. It's just a very, very, very bad business. So you see, the meat industry is terrible, terribly harmful to us in every imaginable situation, in any imaginable aspect. Now, if the subsidies are not going in to support them, the farmers of the animals raising industry could not make ends meet with their business. They would have gone out of business already. So I suggest the government don't give animal subsidies to animal raising industry. Instead, tell them to convert into vegan farmers. Now, besides all that, for the majority of the workers in the meat business, it's not a safe working place either. It's one of the most dangerous jobs, with some of the highest rates of injury and exposure to chemicals and diseases like influenza, swine flu, bird flu, etc., etc., and mad cow disease, which is always fatal, always deadly. Mad cow disease, up to now, we can't even cure it. Anybody contract mad cow disease, their life is terminated. Now we have to ask ourselves, is it all worth it? This is not to talk about the effect on the meat consumers in terms of all the sickness, cancers, diabetes, and health problems, heart diseases, almost all diseases that you can name come from meat diet or related. So given a better choice for livelihood, wouldn't we choose the one that helps ourselves and others stay healthy over a profession that made people and ourselves sick and die young? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I have suggested before that we should talk to the farmers, write to them, even going to them one by one if you can afford it, to try to show them that there are better alternatives, such as growing organic vegetables. Nowadays, organic food is very in demand, very in. Many people turn into vegetarian or vegan now. And everybody knows organic vegetables are very healthy. You see, if you eat organic vegetable, you will hardly have to go to the hospital. And all the money we can save to better education for the children, yes, better care for the elderly, and building more a beautiful road, and more equipment, invention, and use it more for sustainable energies, for free for everybody. Free energy for everybody, free education for all the children, free care for all the elderly, and free food for all the 1 billion, at least, hunger people in the world. The benefit is no end. I can write 10,000 books about the benefit of vegetarian diet and the harm of the meat industry. But I let you do research a little bit, because you know all the good technique nowadays with computer and information on the internet, okay? You mentioned that we should also care about the people who have been in the meat industry, and that might be difficult for them to change. It's not so. It's not so, madam. There are many who convert themselves into organic farmers right now. And in Ireland, the agriculture minister even wrote to all the farmers in Ireland to tell them to convert themselves into organic farming, vegetable farming. And they subsidy them even. And right now there's a huge percentage of farmers convert themselves into organic farming. I'm so happy for Ireland. Yes. Now, for some other example for your reference, there was one American pig farmer who had owned many pigs all crammed in a filthy factory farm. After being visited by the famous vegan author John Robbins, you probably know him, the famous ice cream hare, and he left his father a business of ice cream, multi-million dollars business, in order to go into a vegan direction. So he visited this pig farm, and then this farmer suddenly remembered that in his childhood, he truly loved one pig as his close friend and companion. But he was forced to deny and forget these loving feelings due to the pressure of his family and society. You know, tradition, business, from the father. Yeah. But after realizing he could no longer abuse the gentle pig one more second, he decided to quit. So instead of raising pigs anymore, he bought a small organic farm and sells organic vegetables. And he's doing fine. He's still alive. Yeah. And his heart is still more alive than ever, I guess. There was another, and by the way, as a side job, he brings his 10 pet pigs. He has 10. That's his pet that he kept from his old farm and visits schools now often to show the children how intelligent and friendly pigs really are. So the children will not eat the pigs, for example. Not only he doesn't raise pig anymore, he goes into the opposite direction to protect the animals. And there was a rancher, you know, he's a Texan. Now, you know, in Texas, they raise a lot of cows. And that's where the word cowboys come from. He owned a big ranch of cows. But then suddenly he changed because he had cancer from meat. After he treated himself, became vegan, now he's the animal advocate. He goes everywhere lecturing, telling people the truth, the real truth, the cruel truth, and the bad business truth about raising animals. He's a very staunch advocate for animals. His name is Howard Lyman, L-Y-M-E-N, yes. He's from Texas. He was one or twice guest speakers on the Supreme Master Television. You can download them again. It's still in the file to download if you want to know about him. And recently in Iran, there was a dairy cow farmer. He even wrote to us telling his story, who also decided that he needed to change his career to help the planet and his own conscience. So he made sure all his cows were adopted to good, safe homes to live the rest of their dignified life. And now he works at a vegan restaurant. And another story comes from Formosa, where a pig farmer just became vegan after watching the Supreme Master television and realizing that he wanted to protect the environment and avoid bad karmic retribution for himself and his family. So right now, know what he's doing? You don't know, huh? Okay, I tell you. He's keeping all his pigs as spoiled family member pets for life. And he's switching to a different kind of farming. In all these cases, the people involved are doing just fine, even better than ever before. But I suggest that all the people who keep their pigs or cows as pet, I think we should sterilize them, so that we don't continue to breed too many animals, because then we would be in the same position right now, or even worse, if they keep multiplying. It took a great amount of courage in the beginning to change their whole life career around, but all of them would guarantee that it was worth it, more than worth it. It's worth the great freedom of their heart, their spirit, and happiness of their family as well, and health. Nowadays, there are more and more good opportunities for the farmers, retailers, transporters. They just do the same. Instead of transporting pigs, they transport organic vegetables, yes? Etc. Or the farmer, retailers, they could switch from the meat business to organic vegetable farming. Returning to traditional organic farming methods is already proven by success in Africa, for example, and in some places like the Americas, Europe, and Australia. Organic vegan farming is growing very, very fast and very, very profitable right now because there's a growing demand. People are more informed about the harm of the meat and more informed about the benefit of vegetarian diet. So organic vegan vegetable farming should be very, very, very good for anyone who wants to switch business. On the Supreme Master Television, we also feature a whole section about organic farming on our website as well. www.suprememastertv.com. On this website, we share a lot of info about how to do organic farming, which is very profitable, costs less water, a lot less work, and very beneficial to our health, to the workers, and to the planet. Yeah. So please feel free to take a look and discover for yourself the great benefits of harmonious farming. It's high time we turn away from the harmful, unsustainable meat business and go toward a more civilized, more efficient, more sustainable, more humane means to earn a living, namely organic vegan farming, or vegan restaurants, vegan product selling, etc. Everything to do with compassionate living is good for you, and it's pleasing to heaven, and it will save the planet. It's not just good business, it will save the planet. And it will save countless lives, now and in the future, including the one involved in the meat business. That's why the Buddha named the meat business as one of the five businesses that people should not engage in. Do you want to know another four as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The meat business is a bad business. It's a very bad for you. And the other four are a business in weapons, business in human traffickings, business in intoxicants, and business in poison. All these harmful business are bad for you now and in the future.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States, $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a three-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol.
2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/killers.
If you believe in a life hereafter, if you believe in heaven and hell, you should stop the business immediately, like yesterday. Because nothing good awaits you in the life after if you cause suffering to others. Be it human or animals, you will have multiple suffering in return and for a long, long time. So instead, these people in meat industry should join in the trend which has already begun and expands hugely every day, I'm happy to say. Thank you. Be Vash, go green, plant organic vegetable.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, for your insightful views on the benefits of vegan farming.
Thanks for the question, yes. Thanks for the inspiring question.
And thank you, Ms. Poon, for this question.
Yeah, good question. Really inspiring.
Soccer Priya David Das, ISKCON, Gokjai Krishna, Jigok Hibwege. Gamoli, Gohai, Wandong, Danzi, Tugong Sosila, we hai Yau Chung Sun Sum Ling, Gam Yang Hai, Guan Chu, Mode Lego, Yana, Tomai Hai, Ling Singer, Tomai, Jing Tai, Hoi Tugong, Gokjai Singer, Go Wan Bo, but Hai, Jing Chun Gago, Wandong again. Kiss the Jagan, only can do Hodo Sai, some Hodo, Tin Joy and Waller, Tyson. 就好似係普通嘅一啲大自然嘅災害啦，其實就係因為我哋糟蹋緊呢個地球，係譬如話養動物啦，咁其實都係喺度剝削緊嘅地球，而係為咗俾人哋食咧，咁嘥咗大自然咧好多嘅一啲資源嘅。
Be rich, go green, and save the planet.
我哋有時都覺得食素咧係都幾好嘅，因為我哋唱歌嘅人咧，如果食得多肉咧。 好似覺得嗰個喉嚨啊比較俗一啲，我覺得青海無上師咧係從聽佢講嘢咧，我覺得佢係一個好慈祥嘅人，同埋佢非常之愛護地球，亦都不遺餘力去推動呢個救地球同埋食素嘅行動。食素環保救地球。
我是来自广州的，我是来支持青海无上师个素食嘅宣传活动，所以我觉得食素咧系好好，对一个人嘅身体健康系有好好处嘅，身体健康。 食多啲素咧，对你嘅头脑都好好添嘅。睇我几叻啊！全班攞第一添嘅。
吃全素，环保，拯救地球。
剛才我都提問了俾阿毛上司，就話究竟點樣去同啲畜牧業啊，或者係啲從業者，如果冇咗畜牧業之後，佢哋點算？咁我覺得阿毛上司嘅答法咧係非常之好咯，同埋佢真係好積極去支持環保咯。咁所以其實好多人即係聽完之後都會覺得佢係有感染力嘅，食咗素之後個心境會平和啲啦，同埋唔會有殺生啊，同埋做其他即係不良嘅嘢咯。咁其實對個社會係非常之好嘅。咁所以其實點解唔可以推廣出去咧？咁所以會繼續叫啲朋友啊，或者叫啲其他身邊嘅人咧都支持素食咯。吃全素，環保，救地球。
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Friday for part 6 of Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW